Welcome to AMI Sites, a podcast that offers you access to thought leaders who can help you expand your entrepreneurial toolbox. Learn from seasoned entrepreneurs who have already walked in your shoes and can help you with your day-to-day business decisions. With your host, AMI Kassar. AMI is the founder and CEO of Multifunding, an advisory company that helps you grow and stay in control of your business.
Hello and welcome. My name is AMI Kassar, founder and CEO of Multifunding. Since 2010, Multifunding has helped businesses achieve their biggest growth goals through creative and personalized funding solutions, working with hundreds of lenders across the nation. Joining us today is Stas Balanevsky. Stas is an entrepreneur with more than 35 years of experience in sales, marketing, business development, and business management. He is currently a president of Stitch Brand Strategy and a certified EOS implementer. Our main topics today will focus on his life as an EOS implementer, the lows, the highs, and the challenges. Welcome, Stas.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tell me everything.
Tell you everything. Okay. Being an EOS implementer is, being an EOS implementer is my calling. I figured that out about a year and a half in and realized that this is the thing that I want to do for the rest of my life. It was, a very unique combination of being able to leverage my skills, my temperament, the way I'm wired. It just is a dead on fit for me.
Tell us a little bit about your life pre this and what led you up to it.
Sure. I came to the U.S. as a refugee from the Soviet Union, arrived of all places in Buffalo, New York at the age of 7. Watched my dad try to start a business and fail at it. Watched him join an entrepreneurial company and hook up with an amazing mentor. The guy actually eventually became my mentor as well. Started my first business at 13, doing desktop publishing. You know, this was when the Mac just came out. I was talking to one of my kids the other day. We were doing some stuff in Adobe Illustrator 23, and he said, "You've been at this for a while." I said, "Yeah, I remember version one." So, went to the traditional route, went to school, studied international relations and marketing, came out, started selling hospital beds and cribs, got promoted a couple times, took over the global sales position. Was able to take that company number one on the planet with an unbelievable team. Moved to another medical company, realized that vetting your boss is more important than vetting the company. So skinned my knees there. Started my own thing, selling hospitals to third and fourth world countries. Had a lot of fun, traveled a lot. Then had kids, which meant I didn't want to travel as much. So that year I traveled more to be away less, which really just beat me up. Then I transitioned to digital marketing. I sold internet traffic for a long time. I was a fractional CMO for a long time. I did have a 5-week stint as the director of digital sales for a national newspaper. Not for me. As a born entrepreneur, it just wasn't a fit. And then met a crazy EOS implementer in Vistage. I was, I'm a trusted advisor in Buffalo, New York, and met Jim Wardlaw, who is an expert EOS implementer. He's been at it for about a decade. In fact, the author of Traction, Gina Wickman, was his EOS implementer. So he got it straight from the source. And I would help him out on leadership teams. Whenever there was a weakness in the marketing seat, he would have me parachute in and help out as much as I could. And then, I think a couple of years in, he said, "You're a good marketer. You'd be a better implementer." So I went to boot camp in December of 2020, got my professional designation, got my certified designation a year later, and hoping to hit expert in 2025.
So tell us about, you've done a number of implementations. I'm sure you're working with a number of clients now. First of all, what do you think the right process is for a client to pick a coach or an implementer? How should a client go about that? Or how should an entrepreneur go about that?
Yeah, great question. It's all about fit, right? You look at the 565 EOS implementers around the world. Yes, some are more skilled because they have more experience. Some are more skilled in a particular market. But net, all of us read from the same book. and we're all pretty good. So the thing that you really need is great fit. You need to figure out a style that is going to resonate with you. You need to figure out, you know, a level of push that is going to work for you, right? Some implementers do a lot of suggesting. I don't. I do a lot more pushing. I do a lot more coaching and facilitating. I'm trying to be less and less sort of the sage and more just the mirror. And the most important thing is fit and resonance. If you don't find a coach that fits or resonates well with you, it's, you know, you're going to dread it. You're going to dread the sessions. You're not going to be prepared, the whole thing.
I always tell, and tell me what you think about this. I always advise people to interview a couple of different coaches, actually from different methodologies, and then to really understand the differences in their viewpoints or their perspectives and how you think about them. And then say to yourself, would you like to spend a weekend with this person?
Right? Absolutely.
And then pick that person. But I do think sometimes people make the mistake of thinking a particular methodology is the perfect fit, but really the coach is, in some respects, maybe as important, if not more important than the methodology. I don't know what you think.
Oh, I completely agree. I think, you know, we at EOS always talk about needing an operating system, a peer group, and a mentor / coach. So a peer group is super important, especially for CEOs, because it's very lonely at the top. You know, is it YPO? Is it EO? Is it Vistage? Doesn't matter. Pick one, right? Is it an ad hoc group of entrepreneurs in your town? Get a group where you can be vulnerable, open, and honest. Pick an operating system. Should it be EOS? Only if it fits for you. I mean, to your point, the OS doesn't matter. If you every operating system has a certain amount of rigor and discipline built in, and that's what really drives everything forward, right? It's those tiny little things, steady, gentle pressure over and over and over again. And then pick the coach that is going to work with you, that works with your personality.
Are there some engagements you've had? You don't have to mention the companies that after some time you just felt this was not the right fit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you think drove that, and how do you resolve it?
Sometimes it's me, right? Like they picked me because they like the system and it doesn't, you know, I don't fit. Sometimes it's often I will get a visionary that says, yeah, we'll run the system for the rest of the team, but just not for me. And 9 times out of 10, they realize that when they run the system as well, they love it. But that 1 out of 10, it's like, this is good for my team, but not for me. It does not work. Because you can't be playing by 2 sets of rules.
What are some of the successes? What are some of the examples or the companies that you work with that this is great? This is amazing.
Oh my gosh. I mean, so many. I have, I'm not going to name any names, but you know, I have a company that they bought a family business, took it over and started running it and optimizing it and making it better and moved out of the suburban factory into, you know, an up and coming neighborhood in Buffalo. And they're like, oh, this is it. This is the place where we're going to stay forever. Then they doubled in size. Then they're like, all right, well, this is the place forever. We really mean it this time. And they moved across the street, tripling in size. They live EOS. They don't just do it, right? All of their meetings are tight. Their revenue's going up. Their expenses are going down. All the ratios are sort of up and to the right. And it's phenomenal. I'm just so proud of them. They were one of my first clients, and it was so much fun. Through the pandemic, they figured out what to do, and they stayed alive, which is what they needed to do. And then the moment the pandemic was over, they just exploded. And there's stories like that all over EOS.
It's interesting to think about it, because you can agree with me or disagree with me, but with all these experiences, whether it's, call it Vistage, your experience is as good as your group.
100%.
And all the groups are completely different. Call it EOS. Your experience is as good as your implementer. And so the experiences are so vastly different. It's interesting. And it's a branding challenge, actually, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a branding challenge, which is one of the reasons why, which is why EOS went to a franchise model, right? Because they went to a franchise model when they had about 400 EOS implementers around the world. So they had to wrangle 400 type A personalities with their own disparate brands. And it was just such a challenge. Now that everything's been unified for a year, it's really good because we now have one brand. Like, for example, in Western New York, we have a group of four EOS implementers that we call a Metro Collaborative Exchange. We get together once a quarter to just sort of help each other out, exchange best practices. So it's that whole model is trickling out into the cities, and it's really good.
Awesome. What's a company, in your opinion, at what stage or size is a company ready for a coach or ready for EOS, in your opinion?
So the orthodoxy is 10 to 250 employees, growth-minded, open to learn and change, right? That's sort of the demographic, psychographic profile of our sweet spot client. I had a company of two the other day, got a lot out of it, right? They're not target market, but they are open-minded, really looking to learn. They've hit a point of inflection where they have to make some decisions, some big strategic decisions, and they need a framework for that. I have some clients that are bigger than the 250 target. And if they're run like an entrepreneurial company, it works perfectly. If we have 3 hours of discussion that say, okay, then we think this is what we're going to go to the board with, like, no, this doesn't work. An entrepreneurial company, we have to be able to make decisions in the room, because the next decision we need to talk about is based on the decision that we should have just made.
Someone's debating picking a peer group or a coach for us. Who do they pick and why?
Peer group, 100% pick a peer group, because they're going to give you the sort of unvarnished freestyle opinions based on experience. And you're going to have a lot more data points, right? So if you're in a Vistage CE group and you have 12 members and you're talking about how you have to mortgage your house to make payroll, of the 12 people in the room, 7 of them are going to be like, oh, use this bank, right? Because they've done it. They've been through it. So absolutely your group first.
Got it.
What do you think?
Awesome. Ideally, it's both at the same time, but I get it that some people, that's too frightening or too scary, a time commitment or a money commitment. Sometimes I think it depends on the situation. So there's one guy I've been trying to help now, and he's really, he's stressed and he's all over the place. And some partnership issues and this with him and his brother and his dad, and cash flow issues and this and that. And in his case, he might need it. If you had, and he's afraid of the money commitment of both,
mm-hmm.
which I understand. He might, I think, benefit from the coach first for a couple months and then join the peer group.
Interesting.
But every situation is different, right? There's not one be all or end all. So,
no, for sure. And the money does scare people until they see the return.
I totally understand. Are you coaching locally or nationally or internationally? What are you doing? Are you doing it over Zoom? Are you doing it in person?
Yes to all. Well, not internet. Well, technically, yes, internationally as well. I do have one client in Toronto, but that's an easy drive from Buffalo. Most of my clients are in Buffalo. I think I have 17 in Western New York. And then the remaining 10 are spread across, Milwaukee, Boston, New York. I was just down in Florida. I enjoy a little bit of travel. So it's nice. Sometimes it's nice to get on an airplane, stay in a hotel, and just be somewhere else. That change of scenery focuses the mind a bit. But most of my clients are in Western New York.
For your away clients, are you doing any of it virtually or are you doing it in person?
I have one client that is 100% virtual. Everybody else, I try to do in person. You know, occasionally they'll ask for a virtual session. I just think you get so much more value when we're all in the room together.
You see in your LinkedIn profile, it says you also have the Stitch Fix agency. Are you doing both or are you purely concentrating on EOS?
Purely concentrating on EOS. The Stitch brand and strategy, it was an attempt to create a collection of a lot of different professionals and sort of imagine every seat on the accountability chart. We had an expert for that. But the problem was we actually got a little too big, right? We got to a point where the level of complexity and being able to balance everything got way too big. We got way too busy. And truth be told, there is nothing outside of EOS that I want to be doing. Like I used to build CRMs for companies. It was wonderful, right? You build great process automations. You build all these different flows and drip campaigns and all the data and blah, blah, blah. And the whole thing dies on the last mile because the sales rep says, I don't want to use it. Mm-hmm. Right? You've seen it 100 times.
Awesome. Thank you so much. If listeners want to learn more about you or find you, where do they find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. So Stas Balanevsky with a B. EOSworldwide.com. Search for an implementer. I'm up in Buffalo. If you find my LinkedIn, please connect. And I also have pinned a first help hour. So we as implementers tend to protect Mondays. We generally, outside of annual season, we don't really take sessions on Mondays. So I open up my calendar and let people just grab 50 minutes and chat about EOS or whatever. So, friends, strangers.
The coffee, bust on a Zoom, and hang out with Stas.
That's right.
Stas, thank you so much for sharing your perspectives with us and our listeners. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a ton. It was great talking to you, and all the best.
Thanks for joining us today on AMI Sites with your host, AMI Kassar, the foremost SBA thought leader. Make sure you visit us at multifunding.com, where you can meet our advisory team and learn more about how we help entrepreneurs fund their future.